Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KMLE-FM and HD1 Chandler Phoenix. You're starting the day with Gunner and Cheyenne. Powered by NobleRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and
97.9. This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
Dierks Bentley with the National Anthem this morning. Dierks, they'll be in town. Country Thunder, April 13th to the 16th out in Florence.
He's such a good show. I love him.
Phenomenal show with Brian, Cody Johnson, John Party, and more artists to be announced. We found that out the other day.
We did.
We're looking forward to that. We'll let you know once we hear on those artists. But speaking of concerts, Zach Brown Band. They're in town tomorrow along with Sam Hunt at Chase Field. We've got your shot at free tickets coming up immediately following the 7:20 I Love You Man. Those tickets also come with a pre-show exclusive hang with Sam Hunt.
Which is just going to be us hanging out with him. You're going to meet him. We're going to listen to him play a song. It's going to be a great time.
One of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right, you win that immediately following the 7:20 I Love You Man. Your morning riddle, here you go. This old one runs forever, but never moves at all. He hasn't any lungs or throat, but still a mighty call. What is it? This old one runs forever, but never moves at all. He hasn't any lungs or throat, but still a mighty call. What is it? We're on expert level this morning.
Yeah. I am currently dumbfounded, so there's that.
What page of the book is that? That is expert level page. Yeah. Went right for that on a Friday. I apologize.
No, it's all right.
This old one runs forever but never moves at all. He hasn't any lungs or throat, but still a mighty call. What is it? The answer to the riddle, 6 minutes away. Hang on.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, appreciate you having us on this morning. Happy Friday. Were you able to figure out the answer to the morning riddle?
I figured out a guess, at least.
That's all we could ask of you, Cheyenne. This old one runs forever, but never moves at all. He hasn't any lungs or throat, but still a mighty call. What is it? This old one runs forever, but never moves at all. He hasn't any lungs or throat, but still a mighty call. What is it? There are guesses coming in by text at 22108. Some of the incorrect guesses. Text at the 623, an alarm clock or a grandfather clock.
Okay.
That is incorrect. A river is incorrect. Lighthouse is incorrect. Those are both texts of the 425. Text of the 520. Old Faithful Geyser. Yellowstone National Park. No! All right, this old one runs forever but never moves at all. He hasn't any lungs or throat but still a mighty call. What is it, Cheyenne?
I actually went with grandfather clock as well.
Incorrect.
But it makes sense.
This old one, runs forever but never moves at all. He hasn't any lungs or throat, but still a mighty call. What's the mighty call?
Dong.
Dong.
Dong. Dong.
That's the mighty call?
Everybody knows it. When a grandfather clock chimes, you know exactly what it means.
I don't think mighty call when I hear
mighty.
Dong.
I do when it's 12 o'clock at night and you hear dong.
Yeah, I mean, if you're startled awake, that might be a mighty call. It is a waterfall. So river was close. A waterfall. This old one runs forever, but never moves at all. He hasn't any lungs or throat, but a mighty call. If you've ever been to where there is a massive waterfall, just the thundering of that mighty call.
I have not.
You never been to Snoqualmie Falls? You grew up in the Northwest.
Yeah, no? I didn't even know there was a thing called Snoqualmie Falls.
I think the Pacific Northwest has disowned you. You are no longer... You never grew up in the Pacific Northwest, Cheyenne, no longer.
Traveling anywhere when you live in small town Yakima, Washington was like another thing.
But you and your fiance at the time would take trips up to Snoqualmie Pass just to get a slice of pizza and then drive all the way back to Yakima, which is an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
All you had to do was drive 30 minutes further and you get to the thunderous roar of Snoqualmie Falls.
As true as that was, you can't go 30 minutes further to a place you didn't know existed.
I can't believe you've never heard of it. That's crazy to me. Crazy to me. All right, the morning riddle every weekday morning is 6 here on Campbell Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, I'm not sure that this local company should have resulted in retaliation in order to get some money from a customer, but that's what they did.
Oh, boy. What happened?
There's a gal here in Phoenix that hired a tree trimming company to trim some trees on her property. So the company came out, they quoted her $400 for the job. She paid the $100 deposit to secure the date, and they came out, did what she hired them to do. Now she's refusing to pay because What she says happened is one guy did the work while the other three, quote, didn't do a darn thing. She said the job only took 15 minutes and that $400 seems excessive. But I mean, that's what she was quoted.
Yeah. Right?
Regardless of what, how long it takes. Who cares, right?
They
did the job.
Yeah.
That's my thought process reading this story. All right. Now, because she hasn't paid the additional $300, the tree company dropped a dump truck load of mulch in the driveway. And because of that, you know, this gal reached out to, I think it's AZ Family where I read this story, reached out one of those investigators to kind of help with the situation. And they reached out to the tree company, and the tree company said, we didn't do it in the dead of the night or stealth in any way. We placed it in broad daylight in her driveway, just as we advised her three times we would do. So because she didn't pay, they went ahead and did what they advised her they would do. The tree company says we told her that she still owes money. And now, let's see, somebody, the gal is relying on friends and family to remove the mulch one bag at a time.
It's kind of funny.
It is kind of humorous, you know. And I mean, we're getting a lot of stuff done to our house right now, you know. And we're quoted a price. Regardless of how long it takes, they're doing the job that you asked them to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Like our kitchen, taking longer than we expected. We were told 4 weeks. It's taking 8 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, now and we're just waiting on the countertops now in the kitchen. But if it only took 5 days, you know, great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm not going to pay you the full amount because it took you 5 days to do my kitchen and you told me 4 weeks? No.
No.
I can't get away with that.
Yeah, you can't. So I just feel like things like this seem so planned out to me. To me, she never intended on like paying the full bill.
Yeah.
Like she got quoted and in her head, she did not think that the company was going to do anything and they would just cut their losses. Like that's how it seems to me.
So she didn't intend on paying from the get-go?
Yeah. So she accepted the quote and had them do the work. And then she came up with an excuse to try to get out of paying the full price.
But I mean, I can somewhat see as to why she doesn't want to pay, right? I mean, $400 to trim a few branches and it took them 15 minutes. Okay. All right. But you still accepted the price regardless of how long it took, you know, and then they drop a load of mulch in your driveway and it's kind of funny. But have you had, you know, and they'll work this out. I don't know how, you know, and we can sit here and speculate, but I'm wondering if anybody has ever been retaliated against.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Regardless the reason, have you ever been retaliated against by someone? What did they do? Like, what was the situation?
Have you ever been retaliated?
I don't think I have.
I couldn't see anybody retaliating against you. You're so non-confrontational, like there wouldn't be a reason to.
No. Yeah, I don't want like an ongoing ordeal.
Like a real hat coys and Mifflin.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had that thing going with my neighbor with the tree and stuff like that, but Mother Nature, God took care of that one.
Right.
You know? So no money out of my pocket, you know, but have you ever been retaliated against, be it by a neighbor, be it by an employer, be it by somebody in industry that you hire to come work on your house? You can text us your story at 22108, and we're going to get to your text coming up next here on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
All right, text coming in at 22108. We mentioned the story out of Phoenix. This gal, she hired a tree company to come trim her trees. They quoted her $400. She paid them $100 to secure the date. They came out, did the work. They were looking for the remaining balance. She said, no, I'm not going to pay it because it only took you 15 minutes and only one guy did the job while the other three didn't do a darn thing. So as they're trying to get the remainder of the money, this tree company's trying to get what's owed to them. She refused to pay. They decided to drop a dump truck load of mulch in her driveway.
I definitely feel like there was a different route that they could have taken to get their money back.
Well, I mean, so the reason this is news is because the gal reached out to AZ Family, to one of those investigator dudes, to try and, you know, fix the situation.
Which baffles me because she's refusing to pay her own bill.
Yeah. Like, and regardless of how long it takes, they did the work.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what a lot of people are pointing out on text. Is I text the 417. You're not paying for the time. You're paying for the experience they have to be able to cut the trees.
Yeah.
Text at 623, there's an old saying, do you want a job done well or a job done cheap? You can't always have both. You pay a professional for his skill, not his time.
Love that. Absolutely.
So, you know, this company retaliated against her and, you know, it's kind of a sad situation because she's 88 years old. Text at 623. The sad thing is that she is 88 years old and not able to remove the mulch herself. So she's getting family and friends to do it one bag at a time is what the news report says.
I mean, that does suck, but also, like, you should know at 88 years old, like, if you say you're going to pay a price, you're going to pay that price. Yeah.
So this company retaliating against her is just trying to get what's owed to them.
Yeah.
You know, so we're kind of looking for stories on, have you ever been retaliated against? And those texts are coming in at 22108. Text the 520. I'm in the HVAC industry and it happens more than you think. Probably, what, people not paying their full bill? Text of the 602, I'm an electrician who got stiffed on a few jobs, and all I did was go down to the courthouse and put a lien on the property that I was working on, and they have to pay you sooner or later.
Right. See, I feel like there was another option. That was another option.
Well, maybe they had a dump truck full of mulch, Cheyenne. They had no idea what to do with it.
They were just let them do it.
She owes us $300. Let's go drop it in her driveway.
She can get rid of it. It's fine.
Here's another story. Text the 480. I was an assistant manager at an apartment complex, and we were going through the eviction process, which was extremely long during COVID. And a lady that I was in the process of evicting decided to strap her baby on her and come to the office with a gun.
What?
That was probably the worst retaliation I've ever had.
That is horrible.
Desperate measures, man. I mean, she was in a desperate situation, apparently.
Wow.
So you would go there with a baby and a gun and just say, hey, I'm not paying.
Yeah, what was your plan? Like, what were you going to do after you walked through the door? I don't understand.
Some people don't think clearly, you know, when they're under stress, I guess. Okay. I don't know. Text of the 253. Yes, I was retaliated against and it ended in termination. I used to work at a daycare and I saw another employee with my own eyes flick a child on the mouth, and I reported it to my director. In retaliation, they suspended me and basically fired me, not the other employee.
Oh my gosh. That baffles me. I don't understand how somebody can run a daycare and then not take appropriate measures when something like that happens.
Text of the 602, Moon Valley Nursery came and cleaned up the mulch for her.
Oh, that's nice.
That was the second half of the story, is what that text says. So, all right, so the mulch is gone, but I mean,
she still has a bill to pay,
you know?
Yeah, just pay the bill.
Yeah, for sure. Here's Jordan Davis now. Thank you for those texts today. It's Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Man, we've been playing so much Sam Hunt today. It's like he's going to be in town tomorrow or something.
I know. It's so weird how that works.
Crazy. Dak Brown Band, Sam Hunt tomorrow at Chase Field. We've got your shot to win tickets. Also, tickets to a private pre-show hang with Sam Hunt. Win those coming up immediately following the 720 I Love You Man. Earlier this week, it's like it was so long ago. It's like 2 days ago.
I know, but it feels much longer than that.
Yeah, on Wednesday at Gila River Resorts and Casinos Wild Horse Pass, it was our Beers with Friends show with Brothers Osborne and Jackson Dean. Prior to the show, we had an opportunity to kind of hang out with Brothers Osborne, ask some questions, kind of things that have kind of been in the back of our minds, knowing that they were coming. And with that in mind, watching the CMA Awards the week prior, when John and TJ won the CMA Vocal Duo of the Year, John, on national TV accepting that award, said, my wife and I are pregnant with twins.
Talk about a baby announcement. That's totally amazing.
So we talked to them about that on Wednesday, and here's some of that conversation.
When you guys accepted the award, you also announced that you and your wife were pregnant.
Yeah, my wife and I are having twins.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Due date May 3rd, but twins come early, so it'll be sometime mid to late April, which is my birthday. So they better not take my birthday. I will not have it.
I'll share my birthday with them, which is May 2nd.
Oh, they could take your birthday.
I'll share with them. That's fine.
Sounds good.
Now, I mean, it's early on. How far along?
I don't know. Do the math. It's like May 3rd minus whatever day it is today. No, it's 3.5 months. So she's like a couple weeks into her second trimester.
Yeah.
So that's why we told everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And are you going to do like a big gender reveal?
No, I mean, we'll just tell it. Well, no, actually, I'm not allowed to tell. I just remember that.
All right.
I'll tell you in private.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, because, you know, we need to let the trades know first.
Of course.
You know, that's how you roll these days.
Yeah. People Magazine wants to put their logo
that's
on.
That's right.
Know,
yeah.
as far as names go, you're not going to say anything, I'm sure, but.
Nope, I'm not even going to tell you that.
Yeah, but you do
I'll tell you that they
though?
Start with a letter and then they also end with a letter.
That okay. is so crafty.
Yeah, that's crafty. That we're not going yeah. Elon Musk where we're using like weird hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
We're just
appreciate
going straight.
That.
Yeah, we're going English
all
here.
The letters, yeah.
Now, how old are they going to be before you let TJ babysit?
Literally is zero.
As soon as they come out, I'm like, you'll be a good
they're
uncle.
All yours, dude. Yeah.
I love it. No, we actually have great nephews.
Yeah,
and so we've been at it for a long time. I like to uncle.
Yeah,
so I'm well versed.
I love that how John is already just getting rid of the kids.
Yes,
at age zero, dumping them on TJ. They don't even have kids yet.
Nope.
You know, and he's already like either hearing stories or seeing what their nephews do or whatever. Because normally I feel like when you have kids, you're just all about loving on them and
hoarding them to yourself.
Them. Nobody's going to babysit my kids until 2 years old.
Yes.
But no, already before the babies are even born.
He's very aware. Very aware.
Yeah. All right. You can check out everything from Wednesday's Beers with Friends show on our social media at Gunner and Cheyenne. It was fun.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Beers on. Well, if you can believe it. Thanksgiving is less than a week away.
That blows my mind.
Crazy. And here is some advice from somebody in their car about Thanksgiving.
Hey, y'all. Thanksgiving hack for you. Fake it. Don't make it. Why spend 3 days cooking for 30 people when you can just go to one of those places that has the turkey dinner already made? You buy it, you come home, you put it on plates, voila. Nobody cares if you made it or you bought it. They just care that you have it. Get yourself some candles, like the pumpkin pie candle and the apple pie candle. Smell like you've been baking all day. Oh, I wonder if they have gravy candles.
Ew.
I'm going to try to find one online right now. Anyway, fake it. Don't make it. Don't be an idiot. Have an extra glass of wine and put your feet up. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
I care. I care that you
why
didn't.
Why do you care?
Because I want a home-cooked meal on Thanksgiving.
As long as it tastes good, who cares?
I care.
That may be the route we go this year. Our kitchen's still not done.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be having McDonald's on Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, if we really wanted to. I mean, the only thing, we don't have a kitchen sink. You can't do dishes, right? All the dishes are being done right now in the bathroom sink. I'm almost getting to the point I want to go to Home Depot and buy like a bigger spout just for the bathroom sink because it's got one of the normal bathroom faucets. Can't get a whole thing under there.
That's terrible.
I know. That's what we're dealing with right now.
I'm surprised you don't have like a trough outside. You just go and clean it in the trough.
In a trough?
And here's your hose and wash it
my
out.
Wife doesn't want to be a centennial woman. But speaking of Thanksgiving, there was a website that recently conducted a one must go poll on Thanksgiving foods.
Okay.
And let's see. Here we go. One must go, Cheyenne. Stuffing and mashed potatoes.
Stuffing. As long as the mashed potatoes don't have gravy, we're good to go.
You don't like gravy?
I don't care for gravy.
What's wrong with you?
Well, when I was pregnant with my oldest, I got super, super sick after I'd eaten gravy. And now every time I smell it or look at it, it just makes my stomach like turn.
Oh, have you done like the ranch thing, like the Uncle Dan's ranch?
Yes.
Well, my wife did that for you, right?
Yes, she did.
So my wife grew up like they don't have it down here.
No, they don't.
Uncle Dan's
it's weird.
Ranch mix. Like if you get like this ranch mix, you mix it with the buttermilk and everything. It's actually pretty good.
Delightful.
When I first met her, it was the weirdest thing ever. Like, what do you put a ranch in your potatoes for?
Because it's yummy.
Yeah, I'd probably get rid of the stuffing too.
Yeah.
Apple pie versus pecan pie.
Pecan pie. That was easy.
That goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love apple pie.
Yeah. I would give up the pecan pie
with
too.
A scoop of vanilla ice cream on top. Yeah.
Brussels sprouts versus glazed carrots.
Ooh.
Which one's got to go?
I would say glazed carrots. I love Brussels sprouts.
It's all how it's cooked, though.
That's true.
Albertsons has the Brussels sprouts with the bacon. Like, they have put the bacon bits in there. So you just throw it on the Blackstone and fry it up with some, like, garlic oil. Oh, so good.
Oh, that sounds delightful right now.
As long as it's cooked that way, I'm with you. Get rid of the glazed carrots. But if you're not cooking it with bacon and making it unhealthy, Brussels sprouts
you're not fattening it up. I don't want it.
That's right. That makes everything taste better, Cheyenne.
That's true.
Gravy versus cranberry sauce.
Both. Both can go.
One's got to go.
Ah, gravy.
You don't like cranberry sauce? Or I mean, you said both, but I mean, yeah. What's wrong with cranberry sauce?
I just don't like it. It's not something that I reach for ever.
Why?
Because I just don't like it. It doesn't work with my taste buds.
So you don't like anything flavored cranberry?
I like cranberry juice because it's loaded with sugar.
Well, that's what cranberry sauce is.
Yeah, but I don't like the texture.
Okay, so now what, are you talking like the canned cranberry?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess the texture, I can see that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, if it was like a fresh-made cranberry sauce?
I guess I've never had it to all be right. able to tell you that.
Cornbread versus potato rolls.
Oh.
Which one's got to go?
Oh, cornbread.
That's got to go?
Yeah.
Oh.
I love potato rolls. You're telling me you're going to keep cornbread? I've never
cornbread.
Seen you eat
love cornbread. Cornbread. Love
I've never
cornbread.
Heard you talk about cornbread.
But only, like cornbread, it's only, is that a Thanksgiving meal? Is that a Thanksgiving
no.
bread item?
No.
I mean, it says it on the list here.
I mean, I'm sure people eat it. I make cornbread like whenever I make chili.
Chili, right?
Yeah. Or barbecue.
Baked sweet potatoes versus pumpkin pie.
Sweet potatoes can go.
Get rid of the sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Sweet potato casserole versus green bean casserole. My question before I answer this one.
There's no stipulations.
Was the green bean casserole made with store brand green beans?
It's face value.
If the answer is yes, get rid of the green bean casserole. Don't ever make that with store brand green beans. Don't. That thing can only be made with the actual name brand, cream of mushroom, and green beans.
This is a really big deal.
It is a very big deal. My sister ruined Thanksgiving 1 year because she made the green bean casserole with store brand green beans. Don't
shame
do it.
On her.
Shame. Shame. Way to ruin Thanksgiving, sis.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, curious if this is all right or not. Cheyenne's oldest son, who is not that old.
He's 11.
11. Already going on dates.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
What is this?
I talked to your son the other day. He said when he saw that girl, this is the song that went through his head.
Just like me.
I struggle with that. I don't think that that's the case.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you're near? 11-year-old Justin.
Young love.
What happened?
Yeah, so he called me the other day, and because he lives in Washington State, and he goes, Mom, I'm having girl trouble. And I was like, what? So what happened was, is he had his eyes on this girl, and he had finally worked up the courage to ask her to go to the movies with him. And she said yes. Okay.
Okay, is that weird, first of all? 11-year-old boy. And I'm assuming an 11-year-old girl going to the movies
yes.
together? Is that weird?
I hate it.
You hate the idea.
It took
mom.
Me off guard because
so
I didn't know.
Your oldest lives up in Washington State. He didn't live with you. So you really can't say much. I guess it comes down to the dad, right? It comes down to his dad, whether he lets him go or not.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, dad, I can voice my opinion, but.
And dad would have been okay with it, which I still feel like that's really young.
So do I. Apparently,
oh
his older brother was going to the movies with girls at that age, too. So I don't really know. He's not my concern.
Okay.
So, anyways, he asks this girl out. She says, yes, she'll go. He tells his buddy that he finally asked her out. And about like two periods later, because 11 years they're in middle school, he comes up to his friend and his friend says that this girl is now his girlfriend, the friend's girlfriend.
So Justin, your oldest, told
yes.
his buddy that, hey, I'm going to ask her out to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy one-upped him
mm-hmm.
and asked her to
be
his girlfriend.
How's
that a buddy?
That's what I said. Okay, that's what I said. Apparently, this kid told Justin that he had been waiting, like he had had a note that he had just been waiting for the right time to give to this girl, and he found the right time to do it.
She said yes. To be in the girlfriend?
Yes.
At 11?
Yes. After
really
she had
young.
Already said yes to my kid.
Yeah, but I mean, one date, a movie. Eh. Or
a boyfriend.
A boyfriend.
At 11.
That's crazy to me. That seems really young.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's way too young.
When did you go on your first date?
I didn't go on my first date until I was 17.
I was the same age. I was
17. Really?
I was 17. Now, this was an arranged date.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It was an arranged date.
My mom was worried about me.
No, it was my mom.
some older dude that my parents knew through church or something. Uh-huh. Anyway, so he's really concerned about me and wants to set me up and go on this date. So it's the older sister of a friend of my sister. So anyway, I forget like the whole lead up to it. All I have memories of, and it still torments me to this day, uh-huh, is being in the back seat of this vehicle with him driving. And my sister in the front seat.
Stop.
Yeah. And then we said nothing for the time that that we picked her up. It's her and I, this gal on the arranged date, sitting in the back. So we said nothing until we're about 10 minutes from the restaurant. And then I say something to her. And then I remember the eyes in the rearview mirror looking at me. And then the radio's turned down. He turned the radio down. It torments me to this day. But I was 17.
This sounds like a nightmare.
It was. I was 17. You were 17. Yeah. I feel like 11 is really young. At what age? How young were you when you went on your very first date? And like, what'd you do?
Yeah, was it just the movies? Like, what do you do at that age? You can't go anywhere.
I feel like we're probably like the older of what texts are going to be coming in.
Yeah. I was definitely one of my, like, the last person in my friend group to start going out on dates. I was super sheltered. My parents didn't let me do anything. My brothers went out on dates at like 14 and 15, but okay, I was not allowed.
Is that more of like what you would think would be the proper age to start dating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he just started to realize what girls were. He doesn't need to be going out on dates.
Your 11-year-old?
Yeah.
He just noticed girls.
Yeah, like he's just now getting to the point where he's like, ooh, girls, you know?
That they don't have cooties
exactly
anymore.
Exactly. Like, you right. Slow down.
All right, text us right now at 22108. How young were you when you went on your very first date? What'd you do on that first date? We'll get to your text coming up.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
I'm looking at these texts coming in on how young y'all started dating. And I say y'all because I'm a late bloomer. I didn't even go on my first date until 17. And I didn't even drink alcohol for the first time until I was 21, which is the rightful age, and everybody should wait till 21. And, you know, I didn't even do anything with anybody until after 21.
Right.
You know? That first date kind of ruined me for a while because it was just traumatizing. The eyes in the rearview mirror once I started talking to her on that blind, on that stage, not stage, but set up, you know, date.
Why was he driving anyways? When did you get your license?
Not until I was 18. So I was 17, goodness. Didn't have my license.
You were just a late bloomer all around.
He picked me up at my house, picked me and my sister up. I sat in the back seat. We went and picked up this girl. That was my sister's friend's older sister, who were kind of similar in age. And we just sat there in the back seat, silence.
Why was your sister there?
Because the guy driving, Mike, needed somebody to talk to, you know, so he wasn't like a third wheel.
That's just weird.
Yeah, and then when I finally said something to her, because we were silent. I mean, I didn't know her. It was a setup first date. At age 17, I didn't know her. We're just sitting there in silence, and then I say something, and I still remember the eyes in the rearview mirror looking at me, and then him reaching over to the radio to turn it down. Even more awkward.
I love it.
I had a really strange childhood. And it's so it's different than a lot of these texts coming in of people dating so young. Cheyenne's son, who's 11, asked a girl out to the movies.
I'm not okay with it.
And yeah, he lives up in Washington State. So, I mean, you can say something, but it ultimately comes down on dad.
Right.
Whether he's allowed that to happen or not. It sounds like he would have allowed it to happen.
Yes.
And texts are coming in. How young were you when you started dating? When you went on your very first date, and what'd you do? Text from the 602. I was 14. We went to the fair together.
Okay. I would be fine with that.
But, okay. Text the 928. Started dating when I was 9.
Stop it.
We went to the movies with his mom and dad.
Stop.
My daughter's 9.
Was it really even a date? Your daughter's 10.
10. Even worse.
She's almost 11, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Is she? I thought she was 9.
No, she's
10. 2012? Yeah, I guess she is 10. But I mean, even then,
yeah,
there's no way I'd let her leave with a boy to go to the movies, even if it's with his parents.
Not at all.
I texted the 602. I was 16. It was at the school dance. It was so awkward.
Aw. School dances were super awkward. Did you even go to a school dance?
I didn't. I went to zero school dances.
You didn't even go to prom?
I didn't go to anything. No.
We need to throw you a prom.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
I don't dance. I don't dance.
As Lee Bryce would say. Texted the 623. I was 16. He was a couple of years older than me. Picked me up from my house like a gentleman.
Aww.
And he took me to Red Lobster.
That's what a real gentleman does.
See, I mean, there's a lot of 16s here. I think 16's a decent age. Texted the 928. I was 16 for my first date. Took a girl to the movies. I decided to chew for the first time. I swallowed it. Got sick as heck and puked.
Dummy.
The girl never talked to me again. Yeah. How rude, huh? Text of the 480. I was 10. We went to Skateland and held hands while skating around the rink. Not much talking. We just held hands and skated.
Oh, man.
What age would you put? Like, what would you peg it? You know, which is good for a first date. I just feel like, what, 11, 12?
I think I would.
Why rush? Why are we rushing into things like that?
Yeah. I just think that stuff like that just ruins your innocence. Like, girls suck. Boys suck. We all suck at that age. Obviously, as my child is finding out.
Yeah.
You know, wait till, I would say at least 14. Minimum.
Text the 480. I was 23 years old when I went on my first date. Aww. My cousin set me up with her friend who was single her whole life and ready to settle down. Her friend was 50 years old. I haven't dated since then. I'm now 36. 23, hasn't dated, also wanted
to... Oh,
I got a friend who hasn't dated either. You guys are perfect for each other. 50 years old!
You poor guy. What would you do?
Not go on a second date.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Don't be rushing into stuff. It's worth waiting. I mean, I think they're all in school, but don't go rushing into these relationships, kiddos.
Right. Relationships are hard.
Man. Yeah.
You don't need that stress in your life.
No, you don't.
She'll leave you anyways for your friend, apparently. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne on Demand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.